This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number three, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Check them out. I mean, it's not just holsters, it's magazine carriers, it's the contact series, it's the knives, it's the belts. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Okay, time for a little disclosure. I told you that I had something going on that might prevent me from being here from time to time over the next week. Let me tell you what it was, simply so you can avoid it if you can. Now, if I had to do this over again, I would do it the same way. Okay? Friday, I observed a government vehicle of the U.S. Postal Service weaving in traffic. I tried to call the Postal Service, and I got nowhere with that. So I took a picture of this vehicle, because it had a vehicle number on the back of it. And that's what I did. I took a picture of the vehicle, and then we went our merry old way. And then I took that picture, and I posted it on Facebook. Because it sort of angered me that you can't get through to the post office. I mean, if there is a agency out there that is indicative of the federal government running something into the ground, it would be the post office. So I posted it on Facebook, a little, I thought, humorous little thing above it. And I went, and that was my cathartic moment. I got that out of my system. I was done. On the next day, on Saturday, the driver of that truck contacted me. In a threatening manner. Now, my first thought about this was, anybody who is crazy enough to work for the post office and do this in today's day and age is probably a dangerous person. And hence, that was an issue for me. So that, we went back and forth, back and forth. Based upon the nature of, I actually tried to lure him. I kind of thought where he wanted to. I was thinking about where might he want to go with this. And as I'm thinking about this, I tried to lure him into making some stuff. And it turned out he was just full of hot air. He was just being silly. But still. Now we've got two transgressions. First, he was driving like he was impaired. Second, he has reached out to me to threaten. Even if it was a silly thing, it was a threat. And I'm a public person. Everything on Facebook is public. I have children. You know, they're grown. They're armed, but children nonetheless. Some of my children have children. All I was thinking about was, this guy's a threat, and I got to do something to neutralize him. Now you begin to see my issue. As much as I seek avoiding real confrontation, and I'm not talking about confrontation over, you cook, didn't cook my steak right or something like that. I'm talking about confrontation. I'm talking about violent confrontation. As much as I seek to avoid violent confrontation, I had this presented to me, and I didn't know where it was going to go. So this went back and forth for about 2 hours on Saturday. And finally, I blocked him, and I took everything. I took screen grabs of everything. And come Monday, I presented this to the post office. My position with them, and I, you know, I wasn't trying to be anything other than... I don't honestly believe that if you've been a good employee somewhere and you do something that is wrong, even if it's dumb wrong, I don't think that costs you your job. I don't think it should cost you your job. And I told them that. I told him as much. And to his credit, he was read the Riot Act 8:30 Tuesday morning, yesterday morning. Okay. After that, he picked up the phone, and he started calling around, and then he became a victim. So we've gone from reckless driving to threatening, and now he's a victim. And I started getting messages from other people that he's related to on Facebook that I don't know, that are not friends with me or anything. They have to send a message request, and I have to accept it in order to see it. And I took that and did screen grabs of that, too. And I said, look, I'm getting real tired of this. And I have, I mean, like in the space of like 24, 48 hours, I've gone from being sort of on edge because I didn't know exactly what this guy was going to be about to being sort of just irritated with the whole situation. I believe it is over now. Now, what is the moral of this story? Their biggest gripe with me was that I dared complain about the way he was driving. Everybody, when he became the victim, that was his thing. And without knowing a whole lot about me, he decided to let me know that I didn't know anything about what he did, or at least his people did. And the fact of the matter is this, I delivered things for 20 years. Not mail, much heavier things. And I had to work out in the weather. And I had to climb in and out, and I mean, I had to work with a fractured vertebrae one time. I had to work with a fractured tailbone, broken ribs, hands broken, foot broken. I mean, I have worked under deplorable conditions. And I don't do it anymore. Just like he could just not do it anymore. But, you know, instead he's got to be a victim. So that's what's been going on. I think it has all been put to bed. I sincerely hope it has. I don't really want to... I still don't want the guy's job. I don't want to get in a confrontation with him. I don't even want to know him. I didn't know him before then. And if I see him driving around again erratically, I will report him again. Getting out there and being a victim doesn't mean that you can do something unsafe. So, there's really no moral to it except for when you do something, I guess you need to be prepared for it to go sideways. Which I was completely not prepared for that. I thought I'd post something up on Facebook after I couldn't complain to anybody. I thought I'd just post something up on Facebook, and then he found it. Somebody found it somehow or other. I mean, I do local radio around here, and there are some people that follow me, and they saw that, and they showed it to him. So that's what's up, and I wish him and his family well. I hope that they get over whatever anger issues they have. I have no desire to bring any particular skill set I might bring to the board to him, because that's not going to be good at all. This is Christmas. This is the time to have goodwill towards men, right? So that's what's been going on. I haven't had a whole lot of goodwill coming my way, but I have been trying to push it out. And that's why I have been... sort of laying out a little bit. I'm sort of worn out from it. But when we get back, Louisiana Sheriff gets out there and lays it all on the line, and MSNBC cuts him off. Cuts him off because they don't like the way he's saying what he's saying and the way that he's saying it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup?
Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. This is lubrication that takes your weapon, and it's first, it's treating it, all the metal parts of your weapon. Second, it's increasing its lethality, its combat effectiveness. If you haven't tried them, give them a look. froglube.com. I used to be a very avid fan of The Walking Dead. We'll get to the sheriff in a minute. I forgot about that I had this piece, and I want to go with this if we can. The first two seasons of it I found to be particularly gritty. The guy who plays Rick, every other role he's ever had, he's British, and every other role he's ever had, he's played sort of the fancy boy. So when he became Rick on Walking Dead and got all gritty and just you know, hardcore, it was interesting to watch that. Last season, they got a new bad guy. And he was billed as the ultimate bad guy. His name was Negan. And he led a group called the Saviors. The Saviors would offer protection for half of everything the community surrounding Washington, D.C. had. And once they became aware of you, you could not say no to their demand for half of it. They have the Saviors have a very strict set of rules everyone has to live by. Everyone has to follow these draconian rules except Negan and his other leaders of the Saviors. And they also shroud their evil in a blanket for the greater good. And to quote Negan himself, the Saviors do what they do to bring back civilization. If you look at this, what you're looking at is this dystopian society. And if when you're looking at this and you're looking at Negan, what you have to realize is that you're now looking at the leftist utopia. Negan is the model of the perfect leftist government. I kind of think that may have been done on purpose, too. Now, Scott Gimple, he's the director. Robert Kirkman is the creator. I don't really know anything about them, but I think there's something there. The first thing that Negan preaches is collectivism. And if you ask any of the Saviors who they are, they will respond with the word Negan. It's like the Borg. Resistance is futile. If Negan does represent the state, then this means that individual liberties mean very little, and your duty is to the state and to the state alone. This is the kind of thing like this, you know, Cuba was run by Castro. Pol Pot ran Cambodia. No one can argue about the Saviors being a cult of personality. And then comes the next point here. Negan is almost worshipped as a godlike figure. When he enters a room, everyone has to kneel in reverence to Negan. Negan views himself as a Christ-like figure. And that matches up what you see in North Korea with the Kim family. Leftist governments always replace religion with worship of the state. Negan goes to Alexandria, Virginia, and that's where the heroes are living, Rick and his crew, and discovers they have records of every firearm. And this is a classic example of gun registration. So Negan uses this list to confiscate every firearm from the people of Alexandria. Leftist governments always institute a firearms registration before issuing confiscations. So you can look to any number of leftist states to see this. From Cuba to the USSR, this is played out time and time again. There you have the great example as to why most of us on the right oppose a gun registration. And then Negan demands half of everything. This is actually better than what the leftists want. Leftist countries have taken as much as 100% of everything. Negan only takes half. Now, if you don't give Nagin half, then the punishment is swift and severe, and this basically equates itself as a tax. Spencer from the show even refers to it as a tax. In one episode, Nagin kills a walker or a zombie and uses that as justification for taking half of everything. And this is another thing we see in all governments, the overcharging for services that would be cheaper if done by a private contractor. Think about those $800 toilet seats. So, even if you don't use the savior services, you still have to pay. And that's much like paying for welfare or Medicaid that not only you do not need, but you do not want. Not paying would be breaking the law. So much like real life, not paying in TWD would be breaking the rules. The penalties in both worlds are stiff. So now we've determined that there's no way to opt out. And if you don't go along with Nagin, the penalties will hit you hard. There is an exemption, though. Nagin himself doesn't have to follow the rules. He has made himself exempt from them. And this is like the ruling class of any leftist government. Or say a government exempting themselves from the Affordable Health Care Act. I don't know what they're doing on that show. I don't know if, that this is meant to be a message or what. But this sounds like the Democrats, doesn't it? Yeah. Interesting. It's an interesting thing to consider. Art imitating life is what it boils down to. Don't do as I do. You can't do as I do. You can do as I'm going to tell you to do. And I want half of everything you got. And you can't have any guns. And I'm exempt from all of this because I am Nagin. And they are Nagin, and now you. You too are Nagin. Now, we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, we're going to talk about a registry that is out there right now. And Obama has precious little time to do something about it because this will impact his legacy, this registry. And I'm going to be interested to see what they do with this registry now because in about 33 days, Obama is no longer in charge. So, that's coming up when we get back. Interesting times we live in. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, and I don't do nearly as much about the variety of their website, the variety of their offerings. The contact series, the knives, the belts, the tactical nylon, the holsters, the modularity, the indestructibility. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. And before I take it too much further, I haven't mentioned this today. I need to mention this today. If you are interested at all in national reciprocity, national concealed carry, then you need to email me, because I and Ammoland and Arbalest Quarrel are building, we're building a way to get the information, and we're not going to be going to Congress. We're going to the executive branch. Arbalest Quarrel has a line of communication with our new Vice President, Mike Pence. So Trump has signified he will sign it. We want to put together a big enough list of people to where we can go to the Vice President and say, Mr. Vice President, this is just what we've been able to gather. And I need people to email me. If you're listening to this show, if you want to have National Concealed Carry, please email me. All you got to do is say yes to concealed national reciprocity at bill@lockandloadradio.com. Send that to me. All I'm doing with it is forwarding that to Arbalest Quarrel. And you're not going to get any sort of your email address isn't going to get sold, and nobody's going to call you wanting money, and nobody's going to contact you wanting money, and nobody's going to spam you. You're not going to end up on a spam list or anything else. Bill@lockandloadradio.com. In 2012, Barack Obama put in place a program that was set up to defer deportation for what turned out to be about 800,000 undocumented law-abiding youngsters, or illegal aliens, as I like to call them. This has created a database for President-elect Donald Trump's deportation force toolbox. This coming from the Sacramento Bee, by the way. They don't like this. They don't like that this is out there. And the program, known as Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, this also allows parents of U.S. citizens and permanent residents to delay deportations. Trump calls these Barack Obama's two illegal amnesties. The DACA database, according to the Sacramento Bee, must not become a weapon against mostly Latino immigrant families. To protect Dreamers and their families, Obama should immediately issue a presidential pardon to those who have registered for all potential immigration violations. How do you pardon somebody that is not a citizen of the non-American citizen? How does the president do that? Huh? Sacramento Bee does not answer that. They say this act alone would send an unmistakable message to those who want to deport millions of undocumented immigrants that there will be a resistance everywhere and that no one is going to go to detention camps quietly. Oh, gosh. Those good old Democrats, they... See, this is what would happen if there was a gun registry. This is what the Democrats would do to us. They would round up the guns or they would round us up. This is them projecting what they would like to do. It would not be that hard to do if Trump decides to go full on. Eisenhower did it. He didn't have the kind of technology at his disposal that Trump does. Eisenhower did it three different times. Operations Wetback 1, 2, and 3. And when they started, when they were rounding people up, and they weren't just taking them to the border. They were putting them on a boat and taking them down the coast, taking them down the Central American coast, dropping them off near the Mexican southern border. We've got to draw a line somewhere. And I'm getting tired of all of these politicians on that side of the aisle putting these Latino illegal aliens ahead of the youth here in the United States. Do you think maybe some of those kids that are gang members in the middle of Chicago might have a dream or two? How about those dreamers? Do you think that might be a possibility? Should we maybe be looking at them before we look at these illegals? And I don't care how they got here. I don't care that they are here. I just want them to go. I just want them. There is a right way and there's a wrong way to do things. And when you get out there, I mean, we're seeing this with the electors. The electors are bound. They're bound to vote. That's the way it's supposed to go. And yet now there's some electors out there saying, well, I don't necessarily agree with that. Well, you did when you took the job. You did when you took the job. And if you can't do it, then we'll get somebody else that can. Donald Trump's going to be the next president, period. President Barack Obama set all of this up. And we're going to see what we'll see what happens with it. But what the Sacramento Bee is saying is going to happen is going to be detention camps and physical removal. Now, in 1989, San Francisco was the author of the first sanctuary city ordinance. And the writers of the Sacramento Bee take great heart in that. Democratic mayors, including Eric Garcetti in Los Angeles, Daryl Steinberg in Sacramento, and Ed Lee in San Francisco, have pledged to defend their sanctuary city policies. I want to see those guys locked up. I want to see those guys locked up. The dreamers should not be able to dream ahead of the American dreamers, the ones who would dream if they thought they could. There should be nothing in place for them first. The Americans should come first. America for America. How about that? That's my proposal. And if these guys can't live with that at the Sacramento Bee or in California, I guess maybe they need to look at other things. But this part of it here, there has to be a line drawn somewhere. And I think the line should be drawn where, you know, we can try to streamline the process, but they got to get out of here first. They got to go. First they go, then they can apply, then they can try to come back. That's just the way it is. That doesn't make me harsh. That's one set of rules for everybody. I'm about to give it back to GCN one last time, and as we get ready to go, we're going to end tonight with a way for the Democrats to grab the Senate long enough to confirm Merrick Garland. We'll be right back.
...100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant-rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta-carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs, for all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right. Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is a lubrication system, a cleaning and lubrication system that is unlike any out there. Completely biodegradable. Very, very effective. Check them out. Froglube.com. Right now, the Democrats in the Senate are considering something that is insane. Some of the lefties on social media are kicking this plot around. And what they want to do is effectively hijack the Senate as soon as it gavels back into session next year in order to exploit what they believe to be a loophole that would allow the Senate Democrats to confirm Merrick Garland before the chamber's agenda is technically controlled by Mitch McConnell's Republicans. Now, there's a lot of people like, there's various liberals who, until very recently, were wringing their hands about the prospect of a Trump-precipitated constitutional crisis. Like Matt McDermott. On Twitter, he said, been reading up on this procedural opening for a few hours. It's actually a reasonable interpretation. Biggest obstacle is the Democrats' spine. Well, yeah, and that's probably common sense. It turns out that sometimes openly advocating a constitutional crisis through the breathtaking and illegitimate arrogation of power is just peachy so long as it's intended to save the country from the fascists. As this post from a left-wing fringe site puts it, on January 3rd, 2017, Democrats will hold a majority in the Senate for a few minutes until the newly elected senators are sworn in. Biden could convene the Senate in those few minutes and call for a vote. The majority could then suspend the rules and vote in Merrick Garland. The key here is that VP Biden would have to be willing to convene the Senate and recognize Senator Dick Durbin instead of Mitch McConnell. Durbin moves to renominate Garland, and Senate Democrats then vote to confirm him. They will have a quorum for those few minutes. It's bold. Garland would be confirmed by 34 Democrats and no Republicans. It will certainly enrage Republicans, but they're already enraged and full of hubris about how they're going to screw Democrats anyway. So what do they really have to lose? Not much. It takes courage. It takes a resolve to do what's right for this country, to reclaim the Supreme Court nominations Republicans that think they stole from us. It takes backbone. All right. Nothing was stolen. Okay, that's item number one. Nothing was stolen, as this writer so melodramatically frames things, for reasons that have been explained several times. Republicans merely followed the Biden rule, the same Joe Biden they want to gavel it in, which prevented a lame duck president from tipping the court's balance with an election year opening arose. They insisted that the people have their say, and the people picked a Republican president who has vowed to replace the late Justice Scalia with a similarly minded nominee, which is not what they were counting on. Now, the originator of that idea is a lefty radio host who is also a chief proponent of Senate Democrats using reconciliation to force through Obamacare after Scott Brown was elected by the people of Massachusetts to stop the law in its tracks. Some elements of the left, they never tire in its scheming to thwart the will of the voters, it seems. Conservatives reacted to the proposed unprecedented power grab with a heavy dose of scornful reality checking, though. Gabriel Mailer, no, the biggest obstacle is people who understand what a stupid idea this is, unless you're in favor of Congress adding SCOTUS justices. Sean Davis, this silly idea has absolutely no basis in reality, none. You must be entirely ignorant of Senate rules to buy into it. There appears to be some dispute as to whether Senate Democrats would even hold an extremely fleeting, phony majority under this scenario and whether they could actually manage to suspend the rules within the rules to pull off this brazen stunt. I would imagine, though, that cooler heads would prevail, especially in light of several Democrats' fresh and public professions of regret over their last raw, costly power play. Because there's little they can do about it, and some top Democrats have now they're now coming to regret it. That's because Senate Democrats muscled through an unprecedented rules change in 2013 to weaken the power of the minority party to filibuster cabinet-level appointees and most judicial nominees, now setting the threshold at 51 votes rather than 60 to overcome tactics aimed at derailing nominations. With the Senate GOP poised to hold 52 seats next Congress, some Democrats now say they should have thought twice before making the rules change, known on Capitol Hill as the nuclear options. Some Democrats realize they've made life harder for themselves. I would look for Joe Manchin to vote with the Republicans. If he does not switch over to the Republican Party, I would look for him to vote with the Republicans. I would look for that. I expect that to happen. Now, Richard Blumenthal said in specific circumstances, we may regret that we can't block a nomination, but I think the American people want action. They want the process to work, and they want folks whom they have elected to actually do the job and get stuff done. One person who seems to be having buyer's remorse over the change in filibuster rules is Senator Chuck Schumer, the incoming Democratic leader. Schumer told the Washington Post last month that he privately lobbied Senate Democrats in 2013 to maintain the 60-vote threshold for cabinet-level nominees, but I didn't prevail. Asked twice at a news conference last week, Schumer declined to say if he thought invoking the nuclear option was a mistake. I would say he said yeah. And given that last quote, what are the chances Schumer would be willing to go thermonuclear? So, McConnell, you need to put some contingencies in place just in case the Democrats are foolish enough and arrogant enough to attempt this coup. That would be ballsy. That would be one of the brassiest things I have ever seen. So, as we're getting ready to go away, they've got this thing. What's this thing called? What do they call it? Sandy Hook Promises. They've got a propaganda piece where they're saying the first warning sign of a possible school shooting is perhaps most implausible, openly reading a gun magazine in a public school library. As if that wouldn't trigger an hysterical administrative overreaction followed with a minimum suspension and a mandated psych evaluation. The rest of the signs, from posting an ominous photo and message on social media to being bullied to making overt shooting gestures in class, this hits all the cliches, and the message that the viewers are advised to walk away with is to know the signs. Not a bad idea, but it would be wrong to maintain such warning signs don't exist. Goes without saying timely interventions might help make different outcomes, but at least the most important and relevant sign, the one that all but assures a killer success, completely ignored. Gun violence is preventable when you know the signs they assure us. Not all is. Not as long as progressive policies have the gun-free zone in place. So, the only thing that will stop the killer in the PSA will be when armed people show up. So, that of course, was omitted in the PSA. So, you know. Interesting. That was interesting. I like that. I like that it was omitted. Tomorrow, if things go right, we should be with Sam Hooper from Alien Gear Holsters. We will reconvene in about 21 hours. Hopefully, I'll get a little rest now that all of this is put to bed. That'd be nice. I want you to remember this. Between now and then, it has never been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This is the Christmas season, so certainly enjoy this with your families. Merry Christmas to all of you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. This has been Lock and Butt. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.